Well, I've had a good run.
This is Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Uh-oh. What now?
Well, I'm 46, and I've gone 46 years without getting a deer tick bite.
Oh.
Yeah. I've had, in Ohio, they don't have them as much.
Oh, okay.
The really little ticks.
Mm-hmm.
They have the big dog ticks. I know someone right now is like going, ooh. Yeah, I agree with you. But the other day, I was, you know, I'd been hiking a while, and I, a couple of days after that, all of a sudden I noticed something. And you know what it was. It was one of those little guys. I was like, oh, no. Because those are the ticks that can carry the really bad stuff, like Lyme disease, and there's that weird allergy to meat you can get from ticks and stuff. So I immediately got rid of that thing. It's gone. Kaput, out. But it reminds me of, and that's several weeks ago by now. I'm fine. Nothing has happened. I've kept a good eye on it, and I don't have any symptoms or anything, so I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But it does remind me of how, like, if you let something small stay and fester and get bigger, it won't just go away. You got to get rid of that right away. And when it comes to like relationships, if you find that you're just getting annoyed with someone, it's a little thing, and address that. So say, hey, we need to talk. And address it like a grown up, you know, and with the spirit of forgiveness and grace, and trying to talk things out. Because I know in my life there have been times where I let stuff, something really really small, stick around and fester and get bigger and bigger until it causes all kinds of problems. So maybe that's you today. Maybe there's something you're like, ah, should I address it? I don't want to address it. I don't want to address it. Do it. Don't let it go another day. Here's Every Season from Canyon Hills Worship on Kinship Radio.